I love to snow ski, but what I don't like to do is walk around in ski boots, especially up and down stairs. And if you are ever at a ski lodge, it's really fun to watch people try to do that, kind of in a sick and twisted way, because if they're smart, in other words, if they're over 25, they're going to be grabbing the handrail, but they still are going like this down the stairs, and it looks like any second they're going to tumble face first. But imagine if you are in a track team, and just before you began the 4x100 relay, your coach tells you there's been a change, and you think, oh, they're swapping me in or out, or they're putting me in leg four instead of leg one. They say, no, give me your running spikes. You got to wear all the way up to the top, buckled, yet custom-fit ski boots. You know, the Olympic team has your order. And then, in addition, we're going to put you in some skinny jeans, Ferrari leather driving gloves, and an official NASCAR racing helmet, kind of like John. Boy, he picked the right week to be here for that. But and every one of those is expensive and top of the line, but for running 330 feet or however far that is, that's just not going to be helpful. There are a lot of things in our lives that aren't necessarily bad, but they can be distractions, and they can get in the way. Of course, there are a lot of things in our lives that are bad that get in the way and we want to get rid of. But our loving Heavenly Father, he looks at us and he can see that wearing that, having that on, doing that, being involved in that is not going to be helpful for you. And really, he wants to come alongside and help us to get rid of what we need and put our focus on him, which is really going to be the right place. And he'll do so if we let him. Let's pray, and then we're going to spend a few minutes in Hebrews chapter 12. Lord Jesus, I thank you that we've been hearing about the fact that you are real and that you work in lives and that you're not done with us. And God, I thank you that not only do you help us, but we have one another to help us. Lord, we're not perfect here. We're as messed up as anybody. It's just hopefully we've admitted it to you, and we admit it to others, and we come alongside and walk with each other. God, I pray that you'd encourage each of the men who share in particular, and those of you who have heard and can resonate, that the God, that we all would step out of shame into the light and walk together with you. And I pray, God, you'd help us apply this passage of Scripture to our lives. Amen. We're going to take a look back, and then we're going to take a look forward. And let me read in Hebrews 12, 1-3. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endures its opposition from sinful men, so you will not grow weary and lose heart. It's always important to have the context when reading Scripture. And chapter 11, the chapter before, is the Faith Hall of Fame. It defines faith at the very beginning. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for, certain of what we do not see. It goes on to talk about how important faith is. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he rewards those who seek him. And then the rest of the chapter is filled with examples of faith, both men and women, who live by faith and were looking forward to what God had promised them. The thing is, though, these were Old Testament saints being talked about before Jesus came, so they didn't quite see the full picture. And yet the author is saying, okay, they're looking forward. They didn't quite see what you folks can look back and see. But they kept going, so you should too. And we're told in 11:39-40, they were commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, that only together with us would they be made perfect. It's so amazing. They were looking forward to the Messiah. We can look back and say, yeah, Jesus came. God fulfilled his promise. And we get to enjoy the completed work of Christ in our lives and have the Holy Spirit. And so really what he's saying here is, if you have faith, and hopefully you do, persevere in it. Keep pressing forward. And we are privileged to be able to look back and see Jesus and have him in our lives. So let's keep moving forward. And so let's look at verse 1. Therefore, we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. These are the Old Testament saints that went before. Now, I know some have said, yeah, it's like they're looking down, seeing how you're doing. Well, I think they're too busy looking at Jesus, honestly. And frankly, it doesn't specifically say they are watching us. They might be. But I think if they were looking at us, they'd be like, oh, no. Oh, no. That would be kind of a discouragement. It would get in the way of their fun of heaven. But nevertheless, we should be imitating their faith. Those who have gone before and trusted God, we can look to them as great examples. And how we do that is we throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, whatever it is for you. We all have our defaults, which go in wrong directions. Mine's probably different than yours, but mine might be similar. It says, let's throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The first thing is, let us throw off sin. You who have known me for a while know that I'm not a real fisherman. I think it's because whenever I used to go, all I did was spend the entire time untangling line. And I spend so much time untangling messes the rest of the week, that's the last thing I wanted to do on my day off. Where's the knife? You know. But what sin does is it entangles. Or in the Greek talks about ambushes or encircles. Just the second you've gotten through one thing, there's something else about to get you. It's kind of like when you decorate a Christmas tree, you got a real 20-foot long strand of lights. If you're not, but you're trying to go around, and every time it's just wiggling around your, it wiggles around my ankles. And I get through one twisted, tangled mess of lights, and then there's the next as Kim makes another lap. I mean, I don't think she's trying to tie me up. No. But anyway, you know, it's a challenge. You know, I think it's the elves who are doing it. But we're to throw off sin and keep moving forward. If we are in our faith and we say, I got this now, God, I'm good. I don't want to go any farther with you. Then if that's how we're approaching our faith, then you need to ask some real questions. If you're content with just being there, I got my ticket to heaven, now I'm good, then I'm not sure you're gonna enjoy it a whole lot. You should be wanting to move forward and to be pressing in, becoming more like Jesus. Because the goal of the Christian life isn't just to roll around in God's blessings. No, we're blessed in the heavenlies with every spiritual blessing. We're blessed materially as Americans like crazy. But the goal is not just to have it, but to run the race marked out for us. And to do so with perseverance. You know, I know there was a lot of distractions in 2024. There's going to be a lot in 2025. But whatever the habits and hang-ups and hurts and things that are getting onto you or tripping you up, or overdosing on hobbies or Hulu or whatever you do, let's put them aside. Let's put them aside. Your theme song in 2024 might have been, I got tripped by sin and fell on the floor. This year it can be in 2025. I'll be alive and for Jesus and jive, you know, or whatever the case may be. But throw off sin and that other stuff that's not helpful for your relationship with God. And also what it says is run with perseverance. You know, some of you had great years. Some of you can tick off your failed resolutions, your backward trajectory, your continued sin struggles. But don't quit. Run with perseverance. Remember, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies come to an end. They're new when? Every morning. Shoo! And guess what? They're also new every week, every month, and every year. It's 2025 is on the way. His mercies will be new there too. So jettison that extra weight. Get rid of that junk, whatever it is for you. And let's go forward by faith. Then in verse 2 it says, we put on, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Think about that. The Old Testament saints had faith, but the ultimate demonstration of faith is Jesus. He lived by faith. He trusted in the Father's plan. He's not only did he live by faith, he authored and he perfected it. It's interesting. This is the second time in the book of Hebrews the word author is used. And it's kind of funny because we don't know for sure who the author of Hebrews is, but we know who the author of faith is. It's Jesus. The word author suggests concepts like leader, originator, founder. In some respects, you can use the word pioneer. Jesus pioneered the way of faith, and we can as well. The King James is interesting. It uses the word, he's the captain of our faith. Actually, I think that's a better translation. Jesus is the captain of his faithful followers. And so I captain would be a great way to approach this year. He says jump, and we say, that's right. Yeah, you military guys know. Knowing that when he asks us to do something, it's always for our good, which is amazing. Psychologists know that when you get rid of something, you want to replace it with something else. We want to get rid of that junk and fill it with Jesus. We've all known people that had really bad habits, and then they replaced it with something equally bad. I've known folks that got rid of this, and they traded it for something else bad, and we don't want to be doing that. So, I don't know, maybe you're totally addicted to cat videos. Not that anyone's told me that. Maybe don't spend the next 20 hours of your day watching baby bird live cam, you know. Find something else, you know. Get your nose in God's word or whatever the case may be. Again, your sin distraction may be different than mine, but let's walk together towards Jesus. And then in verse 3, consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so you will not grow weary and lose heart. Throw off sin, fix your eyes on Jesus, run with perseverance, and let's not grow weary. You know, Jesus went through really hard stuff, and he kept going. You know, I find there's nothing like the perfect fix to a bad day is to go visit someone at Three Fountains or at Asante or Providence. I go in there, and the weight of the world's hanging on me, and I come out, and I go, I feel good. You know, I can walk, I can talk, I can go down to In-N-Out and buy me a double or a quadruple 4x4, or I can get 2 or 3 or 4 of them. I won't feel good after that, but I could do that. And life is good. You know, I don't need help going to the bathroom. Thank you. And wow, there's nothing like, okay, yeah, I saw that circumstance. This was tough. Compared to what Jesus went through, we've got it really good. We can rejoice. Yes, it's true. Our battles with sin are tough, but unlike Jesus, we haven't resisted to the point of shedding blood. You know, again, some things may be sin, some things may not be helpful. Let's throw off what we don't need, and let's fix our eyes on Jesus. You know, I've seen people at bus stops on hot August afternoons wearing beanies. I've got the air conditioner on full blast, and I'm cooking. And I think, you know what? When you put that beanie on your head, I think it cooks the remaining brain cells. I know they look cool, and it may be fashion, but I personally think it's nuts. But I'm not the kind of guy who rolls down my window and says, quit frying your brain, knucklehead. They might be saying that to me. But anyway, you know, sin doesn't just destroy brain cells. It destroys everything else. Let's get rid of it. If I insulted you and your beanie habit, I apologize, because I got plenty of other stuff you can bring my way. But nevertheless, run from sin, run towards God. It may feel strange. Maybe you're used to having that thing on all the time. And you take it off, and you're like, wow, there's like air around my skull, and it kind of feels unfamiliar, and I don't like it. But, well, actually, you'll get used to it. It'll probably be good. You get rid of that old sin pattern. You start doing it Jesus' way. It may be hard to get used to, because that was your go-to when you were hungry, tired, angry, whatever. But nevertheless, keep plugging along. I want to encourage you, take time this week and say, Lord, what do I need to get rid of? And what do I need to grab hold of, which is you? You know, I can personally guarantee if we got rid of that junk and grabbed onto Jesus, we will have a much better 2025, no matter what happens. So if nothing else, throw off sin, fix your eyes on Jesus, run with perseverance, don't get weary, and we can look forward to a good year. Let me conclude with a reading from the New Living Translation. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame. Now he's seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. Lord, help us to latch onto you hard. And thank you, Lord, as we do, you are latching on even harder to us, which is absolutely so wonderful. Thank you that we can do life with you in 2025, and we can do life with one another too. It's in your name I pray, amen.